Hey guys, welcome to Breaking Rumors. Real news, real opinions. One of the things that caught my interest today was a story about the company Supercell. Now, this company might sound familiar. They are the company that are famous for creating mobile games such as Clash of Clans, their most recent game, Clash Royale, and they're, you know, they just make tons and tons of money when it comes to in-game transactions. Now, you're wondering, okay, so what's the news about? So apparently, the company has been bought out for a grand total of $10.2 billion. That is insane. Like, okay, recently Activision just bought the company that they bought, King Incorporated, which is the company that made Candy Crush. And they bought them for like $4.8 billion or something like that. But this company was just bought for $10.2 billion. That is insane. Like, How do they really make that much money? And they do make a ton of money. We've talked about it before on The Closet Geek about the monthly, you know, the millions and millions of dollars that they make monthly from their in-game transactions. And it's insane. So the company that bought them is a company based out of China, which is called the Tenant. I believe it is, I hope I'm saying that right, the Tenant Company. And this is the company that owns League of Legends as well. It's because I believe this company bought out the Riot Games that, you know, does League of Legends. But of course they let Riot Games still manage and do everything for League of Legends. They just own them now, which will also be the same type of situation here where the Tenant Company bought out Supercell for just ridiculous amount of money. But they will allow Supercell to still, you know, obviously create, manage the game and everything. It's just now they have new owners. And they'll still be called Supercell and stuff like that. They just now have a mother company that owns them. So it's not like people are going to be losing their jobs or anything like that. Everyone is still intact. It's just they were bought out. Now, this is going to be not necessarily a quick process. It'll take a little while. They're going to go in phases of purchasing, and I imagine not all of that, like most transactions and purchases of companies. Oh, part of it is going to be real money, part of it's going to be stocks, and other things like that. And so it's insane to be able to purchase a company for $10.2 billion. It's ridiculous. So I just wanted to touch base on that and just like, how does a company get that money and be able to do that? It's mind-boggling that a video game company is worth that much. So that's all my thoughts on this this commute today on my way home from work, and I hope that it was informative and that I blew your mind with maybe some purchase prices of what these companies are worth. And until next time, I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.